Hello, I'm Pastor Bob Brackett with the Etna Community Church in Etna, New York, your pastor of the day. Last week, the Jewish community celebrated their high holy day, Yom Kippur. But what do you know about it? Well, Yom is day in Hebrew, and Kippur is from the root word kippah, which is a covering for our sins. So Yom Kippur is the high holy day where Jewish people gather, fast, and pray, afflicting their souls in order to receive God's forgiveness and be placed in God's book of remembrance for another year. Let's take a moment and learn more about this special day in God's calendar. Leviticus chapter 23 tells us, "The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, on exactly the 10th day of the 7th month is the Day of Atonement. It shall be a high holy convocation for you, and you shall humble your souls and present an offering by fire to the Lord. You shall not do any work on the same day, for it's a day of atonement, to make atonement on your behalf before the Lord your God." You notice the Lord proclaimed this to be a required ritual to be able to receive the yearly atonement for sins. Okay, how did this go? First, Yom Kippur was the one day of the year that the high priest could enter the Holy of Holies in order to make atonement for the nation of Israel. Before he could minister before the Lord on this holy day, the high priest first bathed in water and then put on a special linen tunic. In the Holy of Holies, he was to wear simple white linen clothing that represented purity and humility, which befits this most sacred of all days. Then he sacrifices a bull to atone for his sins and the sins of his household. Leviticus 16 tells us, "Then he shall take two goats and set them before the Lord at the entrance of the tent of meeting. Here they cast lots, and one goat was to be sacrificed for the sins of the people, while the other was to be set free to escape in the wilderness to carry their sins away." This is where we get the term scapegoat, and they would do this again the next year. Of interest is that the priest was only allowed through the veil of separation into the Holy of Holies once per year, on the Day of Atonement. And in order to enter, he must have made a blood sacrifice, because blood gives us life. Jewish tradition tells us something special about our Lord's sacrifice. Now, here's something very interesting. On Yom Kippur, it was their tradition to hang a scarlet rope over the doorway of the temple. And after the scapegoat had been sent into the wilderness, if God accepted the sacrifice and the scapegoat, the red rope would turn white. One of the rabbis who had been ministering in Jerusalem at the time of Christ's crucifixion recorded that the scarlet thread never turned white again. When God was telling his people that the blood of goats and bulls was no longer to be accepted, no longer good enough, atonement now was only attainable through the blood and the ultimate sacrifice of the sacrificial lamb, Jesus. The veil in the temple that separated man from God was split from top to bottom, and in 3 days, Jesus, the Christ, was resurrected from the tomb as a witness of God's acceptance of his own blood sacrifice. Yes, he made atonement for our sins. And we can see how God has moved and how Jesus extends God's grace to us, in ways which are, on one hand, understandable, but on the other hand, totally incomprehensible. Do you see what's happening? This is so awesome. Jesus, not the high priest, enters the Holy of Holies on our behalf and shed his blood to redeem us. Our Yom Kippur. That's great news. Redeemed. How I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. I'm Pastor Bob Brackett with the Etna Community Church, your pastor of the day.